This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Listen, Eric Semmel, you can listen to Computer Talk with Tab on Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, is that right? Right here on the Juggernaut, WTIC News Talk 1080, hanging out with me on Tuesdays. And to me, the most interesting story, because it's made news, is 23andMe declares bankruptcy.
Right.
And they have the DNA of millions of people.
Yes.
So if you buy the company, do you own the data?
Oh, yeah.
And they can do what they want with it.
When you sent your data in, you probably said, I give you permission to look at my data. There are, I guess, ways right now where you can try within the next 30 days, I guess, to try to opt out or obfuscate your data. But this is, again, a lesson, right? When we put our data, wherever we stick our data, whether it be our DNA data, whatever data that is, into some other person's hands, they have it. I just read a story about Pokemon Go. Do your kids ever play Pokemon Go?
We did it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. The company that owns Pokemon Go is selling location data to people in Saudi Arabia for like $4 billion.
Are you serious?
Yes. So just when you think you're safe to do your capture your Pokemon out there, they know where you are.
So how do people go about opting out?
You have to go online. You have to go out to the 23andMe website, and you have to go online in there, and there's a way, I guess, you can say you don't want your data made available to other folks. But that is a limited time, and that could change tomorrow. Because you're Chapter 11, you got to find a way to get some revenue.
Yeah.
They had a major data breach, which is also part of the reason they're in such big trouble. So be careful where you stick your data is really the moral of the story.
Be careful where you stick your data.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to let people know Mark and Berlin won the tickets to Paul Anka. We'll be giving away the rest of the week. And the Hartford Symphony tickets are coming up at 8:40. Also, like tax time. You know, yeah. I just got my copies of my returns and it was not great news, although you did try to cheer me up on it a little bit. You know, a lot of people think it's an outdated system and so on and so forth,
like
the Postal
outdated.
Service. So, like, but there have been efforts to get it up to speed. But, like, there's two different stories you gave me. But one is, I think, is an important one and makes sense. Like, now that AI is coming on board, they might have to press pause on all of it, right?
The idea they're going to press pause on updating a 60-year-old system that they have given the Inflation Reduction Act has $80 billion earmarked for. So we printed money. We printed money to reform the IRS of a 60-year-old system. But wait, AI. Really? Are you kidding me?
So you're saying just get up to speed for, you know, it'll still be, but it'll be still be dated when it's up to speed. So you're going to have to start
dealing. Up to speed, period. AI is telling people that, you know, it's got all sorts of hallucinations. You're going to stop modernizing the IRS because AI. It is just an insane sentence.
I think you're going to be like the Sarah Connor of the real world story against AI, right?
Not
I mean, he's
going to
be like, there's going to be like statues of Eric Semmel when the humankind defeat the robots because he's so anti-AI.
AI is going to be helpful, but a modern IRS is going to be more helpful, right? You know, you shouldn't have paper systems. You shouldn't be scanning and things. It's a 60-year-old system, Brian.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Let's at least get it up to 1990, and then we can talk about AI.
That's still not. It's We are asking companies to replace their Windows 10 because Microsoft is not going to patch it in October to be compliant with government standards. And these ding-dongs have systems back to the 60s. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Ding-dong. That's a good one. I like it. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers. It is Tech Tuesday, 8:20, whenever we can on Tuesdays here on WTIC News Talk 1080. And you can, if you have any questions tech-wise or just want to listen in, Computer Talk with Tab is 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings here on WTIC. I do save as all the time. In fact, I've gotten tax documents and saved them to my desktop.
Sure.
But you're telling me that that's not the safest thing in the world.
You can save as. The biggest issue with the story that I showed you has to do with people trying to find free file conversion tools.
Okay.
And when you go out on the internet and say, I want to find a free PDF conversion tool or a free this or that conversion tool, most likely you're going to find malware. The tool is going to deliver malware to your system. Anything out there on the internet that's quote unquote free that delivers these types of tools is probably not.
What's the motivation on the perpetrator side to do that?
Malware to get it on your machine and then start looking at what you're doing on your computer and then hacking your system, loading a key logger on your system. So when you log into the bank, it's got your password. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons.
So you're saying the only way to guarantee that it's trustworthy is to pay for it?
Be more trustworthy, yes.
Okay.
But even those guys have their problems, as we see. But anything free, anything, any kind of conversion software out there that you're downloading for free. We've had stories on our program about university folks who are downloading free or hacked versions of software because they don't want to pay for it. And, of course, that version is malware.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
So don't do it. If it's free like that, don't do it. Buy the software if you really have to convert from file X to file Y. Saving as is within the software you have. But some people don't have the tool to convert.
And they go outside to do the, and that's where the trouble can
be.
Got it. We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers here on Brian & Company. So was a big Oracle breach?
Well, Oracle's saying, this was literally yesterday.
I mean, 140,000 businesses sounds like a lot.
It's possible that Oracle has been breached. Now, the bad guys are out there saying, hey, I'm showing you, we've got all sorts of vulnerable data out here that we got. And Oracle's saying, no, we didn't get breached. So we have to wait for the state of Maine. Because only in the state of Maine can you report a breach. No other state seems to care.
Is that true?
Yep. All the breaches we hear from are thanks to the state of Maine. I kid you not. But you're looking at 140,000 enterprises that use Oracle that could be breached because of this hacker group that is saying, hey, we've got all sorts of data here. If you don't believe me, here it is. And we'll see. There's back and forth. This literally came out yesterday. It would be bad news for Oracle if this is the case. And again, it's back to the whole cloud concept again. You've got your data sitting there on the Oracle Cloud rather than in your own individual servers. The hackers have access to your stuff. I'm sorry. It's the truth.
Anyway. In terms of this story about Chinese thieves and gift cards, yeah. So I don't understand. Like, so if you buy gift cards, they steal it? Or like?
No, they're actually getting into your credit card accounts and then purchasing gift cards. There's 11 Chinese nationals that were caught. And this is a very big scam. And they're actually getting in using Android phones, and they're going after Apple users, and they're trying to get at your credit card data to then buy gift cards. So they're going to take your credit card data.
They use the gift cards to buy things.
Yeah, to buy things, yes. It's a pretty serious thing. It's going on. It's been going on for a while now. And just be aware, pay attention to your credit card statement, see if there's anything funky on it. If it is, make sure you talk to your credit card and say, hey, there's something going on here. But there's so many attacks on so many different surfaces, you just can't make it up. And then you got, you know, our own federal government who's using a signal tool incorrectly and talking about, you know, all sorts of military secrets on a tool because you've invited the wrong guy to your party. I mean, it's crazy.
That channel that they supposedly used.
Yeah.
Is it Signal?
Signal. It's an encrypted tool.
And that's used by a lot. Do you use it or do you know much about it?
I know about it. I don't necessarily use it.
Is it hard to screw up? And like I've mistakenly CC'd people on stuff.
Have you ever texted somebody in a group chat you didn't think was part of the group chat and said something?
Yeah.
That's exactly what kind of happened here. But you would
hope. So you believe it's first and foremost, you believe it happened?
Based on what I'm seeing, I believe it happened.
Yeah, okay.
I have no reason not to, and I can see how it could happen. And again, CISA recommends using encrypted communications, so that's the correct way to do it, but maybe not Maybe make sure you're talking to who you're supposed to be talking to. When you're
I mean, just always check who's on the distribution. I mean, because you wonder, like, how do these folks, when they're in all parts of the world, communicate? But I always assumed that there were secure channels within government systems.
See, that's the problem, right? I just told you about a 60-year-old IRS system, and you assume that?
I do.
You can't.
Okay.
That's the problem. If you have a 60-year-old IRS system, you have to assume it's garbage everywhere. Why do you think for some reason the DOD is using anything better?
I always feel so optimistic after having talked to you, Eric. It just makes me feel
it's
so confident
evidence.
In the
it's
world.
Evidence.
I just want to go out there and trust everybody and just do everything. And so thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Eric Semmel. Again, Tab Computers, every Tuesday here with me. I really enjoy the segments, Eric. I really do. And then Saturdays, 9 to 11, Computer Talk with Tab right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.